nyabona muhima kazi nyamure bataramo tuvundiga yombe muhara wagaya ngutiri buryo.
Standing in the rain under the dripping forest canopy, Hagumimana Kanyabikingi offers up a traditional hunting prayer. May we kill an animal, he chants, and not be killed ourselves. Kanyabikingi is a Batwa, or pygmy, and for centuries his ancestors lived here in the forested mountains of southwestern Uganda. They were evicted in 1991 with the creation of Mgahinga National Park near the town of Kisoro. But now the Batwa are being allowed to walk their old forest paths once again as tour guides on the newly created Batwa Trail.
Guhiga twakoresaga uburyo butatu. Harukunu twaigaga tugahigisa.
Pointing to the dense undergrowth, Kanyabikingi explains how they used to use strong vines to trap duiker and bushbucks, or hunt them with poison-tipped arrows. Half the proceeds from the trail go to the Batwa themselves. The rest goes to the Uganda Wildlife Authority, or UWA, which had been looking for a way to attract tourists to the park. As spokesperson Lillian Nsibuga explains, the family of mountain gorillas in Mgahinga comes and goes, and until recently, they were living in neighboring Rwanda.
Which meant that we could not do gorilla tracking in Mgahinga anymore. And for some time, there wasn't really much tourism activity going on in Mgahinga. It meant that we needed to think of other ways of getting tourists to come and be interested in visiting. We needed something new, and this was really kind of like a godsend idea. We are able to improve people's livelihoods, but also it is helping us to generate funds for conservation and biodiversity management in the park.
For the Batwa as well, the money is badly needed. Since they were evicted, several hundred have been living in poverty in makeshift camps at the forest's edge. They are unaccustomed to the ways of the outside world, says Penina Zeninka of the United Organization for Batwa Development in Uganda.
The forest was everything to them. It was homeland. They used to have shelter inside the forest, have food inside the forest, and they would collect medicinal herbs as well as fruits for survival.
Uko twabagaho mu shamba twari tukenyeye impu twakenyeraga impu.
Batwa guide George Mpagazihe agrees. In the forest, he says, they could eat animals and wild honey and clothe themselves in animal skins. Now, he says, they are little more than beggars. According to Zeninka, the main problem is that the Batwa don't have their own land, making it difficult for them to earn a living.
They lacked educating their children, food security. They worked and they are still working for cheap labor to other people in order to keep them on their land as squatters. So all those factors causes them not to be happy because they have nowhere they are based.
They are also afraid, she adds, of being evicted yet again.
They are scared. They are so fearful that these people may evict them second time. They were evicted from their motherland, which is a forest, and now they are put here because there is no ownership. They are not very, very sure.
For years, the Batwa have been urging the UWA to grant them access to the forest. The new trail is, at least partly, the result of these negotiations. Kanyabikingi says he's happy to be able to walk through the forest once again and to collect the medicinal herbs his people once used. But a national park is a delicate thing. Because it has to be protected from human encroachment, says Nsubuga, the Batwa will never again be allowed to live in the forest.
Well, no, there's no way the Batwa can move back into the park. Because, you see, we're trying to protect the resources that we have. And the reason why we had to remove the Batwa from the forest was because their activities were not in conformity to natural resource management practices. They were feeding on fruits, trees, burning in the forest, stuff like that.
At the end of the trail lies the sacred Garama Cave, former home of the Batwa King. In it, Batwa musicians sing the old songs for visitors. We would love to return to the forest, says Kanyabikingi, for the taste of wild honey and for the sake of our spiritual beliefs. He explains that since they left, even their forest-based religion has been lost. But for now, it seems the Batwa will have to be content with walking their forest trail with strangers, preserving their culture by sharing it. Hilary Hewler for VOA News, Kisoro.